This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to do an actual demonstration today with just a few simple tasks using all three screen readers so that we can get a general comparison of what they say, how they say it, and things like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off with JAWS and we're going to navigate the start menu and open Microsoft Word. So I press the left Windows key.
Start menu, armor backup.
To move through items, press up or down arrow, A.
Now we'll hit the down arrow key.
News allowed,
N.
Set program access and defaults,
S.
Weather allowed,
W.
Windows update,
W.
WinRAR,
W.
Word,
W.
Text allowed,
T.
Web drive,
W.
Program submenu,
P.
Documents submenu,
D.
Settings submenu,
S.
Search submenu,
C.
Help and support,
H.
Run dot dot dot,
R.
Log off owner dot dot dot,
L.
Turn off computer dot dot dot,
U.
Armor backup,
A.
Now we're back to the top.
News allowed.
N.
Set program access and defaults.
S.
Weather allowed.
W.
Windows update.
W.
WinRAR.
W.
Word.
W.
Now we'll press enter on Word.
Leaving menus. Document 1-Microsoft Word. Print view.
Page 1.
Edit.
Okay, so we'll close Word.
Alt F4. Microsoft Word.
Now I have Window Eyes running, so I'm going to press the Start menu, and this is Window Eyes using DeckTalk, JAWS was using Eloquence, and HAL will be using Orpheus. So we'll press the Windows key.
Start menu.
And it pulls up the Start menu. Now we'll hit the down arrow key.
Armor backup. News allowed N. Set program access and defaults S. Weather allowed W. Windows update W. WinRAR W. Word W. Text allowed T. Web drive W. Programs P-Pildum. Documents D-Pildum. Settings S-Pildum. Search C-Pildum. Help and support H. Run. R-Dialog. Log off owner. L-Dialog. Turn off computer. U-Dialog. Armor backup.
Now we're back to the top.
News allowed N. Set program access and defaults S. Weather allowed W. Windows update W. WinRAR W. Word W.
Now press enter on Word.
Menu closed. Start. Button. Microsoft Word. Section 101. Style normal.
Okay, so now we'll close Word with Alt F4. And we just did. Read our title bar.
No active application.
So now we have HAL running and we'll press our left Windows key.
Menu start. No selection. 17 items.
And we'll press the down arrow key.
Armor backup 1 of 17. News allowed 2 of 17. Set program access and defaults 3 of 17. Weather allowed 4 of 17. Windows update 5 of 17. WinRAR 6 of 17. Word 7 of 17. Text allowed 8 of 17. Web drive 9 of 17. Programs has submenu 10 of 17. Documents has submenu 11 of 17. Settings has submenu 12 of 17. Search has submenu 14 of 17. Help and support 14 of 17. Run dot doc dot 15 of 17. Log off owner doc doc dot 16 of 17. Turn off computer doc doc dot 17 of 17. Armor backup 1 of 17.
So now we're back up to the top of your start menu.
News allowed 2 of 17. Set program access and defaults 3 of 17. Weather allowed 4 of 17. Windows update 5 of 17. WinRAR 6 of 17. Word 7 of 17.
Press enter.
Taskbar window. Start button. Document 1 Microsoft Word window. Document 1 document window. Blank.
Page 1.
So now we're in Word.
Blank line.
And we'll just close out of Word.
Taskbar window. Start button.
Okay, so now I have JAWS running again, and I'm in Word, and we'll read our title bar.
Title is Document 1-Microsoft Word. Print view.
Now, if we hit our Alt key and go to the menu.
Menu bar, file.
F.
Edit.
E.
View.
V.
Insert.
I.
Format.
O.
Tools.
T.
Table.
A.
Window.
W.
Help.
H.
Menu bar, ask a question combo box. File.
F.
Now we'll hit the down arrow key.
Menu, file menu, new dot dot dot.
To move through items, press up or down arrow, N.
Open dot dot dot, control plus O.
O.
Close.
C.
Save control plus S.
S.
Save as dot dot dot.
A.
Save as web page dot dot dot.
G.
File search dot dot dot.
H.
Permission sub menu.
M.
Versions dot dot dot.
R.
Web page preview.
B.
Page setup dot dot dot.
U.
Print preview.
V.
Print dot dot dot. Control plus P.
E.
Send to sub menu.
D.
Properties.
I.
1C colon backslash dot 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 backslash gens version of a init. 2Z colon backslash ASAP backslash ASAP dot exit.
X.
Press enter on exit.
Enter. Leaving menus.
So now I have window eyes running and we're going to hit the alt key.
File F pull down. Edit V pull down. View V pull down. Insert I pull down.
Go to the right.
Format O pull down. Tool T pull down. Table O pull down. Window W pull down. Help page pull down. Ask a question. Combo box. File F pull down.
Now we're back to the file menu, so we'll hit the down arrow key.
New. End dialog. Open. O dialog. Close C. Save as. Save as. A dialog. Save as web page. G dialog. File search. H dialog. Permission M pull down. Versions. R dialog. Web page preview B. Page setup. U dialog. Print preview V. Print. P dialog. Send to D pull down. Properties I. 1C gens version of initial app. Dot doc 1. 2Z SAPASAP.txt2. Exit X.
And press enter on exit.
Menu closed. Desktop. JAWS 7.0. 21 of 77. List view.
So now Hal's running and I'm in Word. So we'll do the same thing again. We'll hit your Alt key.
File has submenu. Edit has submenu. View has submenu. Insert has submenu. Format has submenu.
Going to the right.
Tools has submenu. Table has submenu. Window has submenu. Help has submenu. Document one document window. Blank line workspace. File has submenu.
All right, back to the file menu, so we'll hit the down arrow key.
File menu 18 items. New doc 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 1 of 18. Open doc 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 CTRL plus O2 of 18. Close 3 of 18. Save CTRL plus S4 of 18. Save as dot 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 5 of 18. Save as web page dot 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 6 of 18. File search dot 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 7 of 18. Permission has submenu 8 of 18. Versions dot 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 9 of 18. Web page preview 10 of 18. Page setup dot 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 11 of 18. Print preview 12 of 18. Print dot 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 CTRL plus P 14 of 18. Send to has submenu 14 of 18. Properties 15 of 18. 1C colon backslash dot 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 backslash gens version of initial app dot 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 16 of 18. 2Z colon backslash ASAP dot TXT 17 of 18. Exit 18 of 18.
Press enter on exit.
Desktop window, JAWS 7.0 selected, list view.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to run JAWS through the spell check, Window Eyes through spell check, and HAL through the spell check of Microsoft Word. Okay, I have JAWS running with something that's going to look very familiar to Larry.
Automatic screen access program, left parent ASAP right parent for IBM Thorn and compatible computers, copyright Thorn 1991, 2001, Micro Talk 203 Pleasant View Ave, Louisville, Chi 40206, voice 502-897-voice.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll do a spell check with F7.
F7, spell check dialog, capitalization colon, align equals, A, L, I, G, N, equals, suggestions colon, align equals, A, L, I, G, N, equals.
Type of text, alt plus colon.
So we'll ignore that, alt I.
Not a dictionary colon, ACOM, A, I, C, O, M, suggestions colon, axiom, A, X, I, O, M.
Ignore that.
Not a dictionary colon, adapter, A-U-D-A-P-T-E-R, suggestions colon, adapter, A-D-A-P-T-E-R.
Okay, so this just gives you an idea. If you want to repeat your word, you do an insert F7.
F6.
Whoops.
Not a dictionary colon. Not a dictionary colon. Tab. Check grammar. Check tab. Undo edit button. Not a dictionary colon. Adapter. A-U-D-A-P-T-E-R. Suggestions colon. Not selected. Adapter. Space. Not a dictionary colon, adapter, A-U-D-A-P-T-E-R, suggestions colon, not selected, adapter.
Okay, so what we'll do is, we will escape out of here.
Escape.
Go to the top of the document.
Top of files.
0 inches.
Blank.
And then we'll do Alt, Shift, L to get a list
ASAP.txt-microsoft word.
Get a list of misspellings.
Please wait processing 222 items. Spelling errors dialog. List box. Micro talk.
1 of 222. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Okay, so we're in a list. Every single spelling word in the Word document is in a list.
Pleasant view. Micro talk.
Micro talk. So let's press enter.
Enter.
So now we moved there.
0 inches.
Micro talk.
Now our cursor, if we hit our context menu.
Applications menu.
To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Micro talk. Micro talk. Micro talk. Micro.
So if we wanted to give that or correct that micro talk, it's micro talk is one word, but Word wants to put a space. So we'll just press enter.
Enter.
Three spaces.
Micro talk. Leaving menus.
Okay, and it did it.
0 inches.
Micro talk.
Now if we want to do that again, we do an Alt Shift L.
Please wait processing 221 items.
Some people like the spell check this way. Some people like the spell check using F7. It really depends on the particular person.
Auditor. Light talk. Micro talk.
So we'll just hit the down arrow key. There's Blazy. Micro talk again. There's Blazy.
Braille mate. Double talk. Double talk. Microsoft. Symphonics. Microsoft. M-I-C-R-O-S-O-F-T.
Okay, it thinks Microsoft is wrong too. So, this just to give you an idea of the other way of spell checking. There's the F7 dialog box, and then there's what they call the spell as you go spell checker. With JAWS, it's Alt Shift L, and that'll bring up the list of misspellings. So now we have Window Eyes running with the same document.
Blank. Automatic screen access program. Blank. ASAP. Blank. For IBM and compatible computers. Blank. Copyright 1991-2001. Blank. Micro Talk. 203 Placentia Avenue. Louisville, Chi 40,002.
Okay, so we'll go back to the top of the document.
Top of document. Blank.
And we'll press F7.
Spelling and grammar English capitalization. 4. Suggestions. 4. F. O. R.
So we'll fix that. Alt C.
C. Not in dictionary Micro Talk. M. I. C. R. O. T. L. K. Suggestions Micro. M. I. C. R. O. Talk. T. L. K.
Okay, so that's the space between micro and talk. Just for the heck of it, we'll fix this one.
C. Not in dictionary Placentu. P. L. E. S. A. N. T. V. I. E. W. Suggestions pleasant. P. L. E. S. A. N. T. View. V. I. E. W.
Okay. Now what we'll do is we'll escape out of this dialog box, the F7 box.
Project header fixer closed. Style plain text page 1 of 72, column 1 of 1, print layout asap.txt.
Go to the top.
Top of document. Blank.
Now, what WindowEyes does for the spell check as you go option is there are two hotkeys. The hotkeys are Alt semicolon and Alt apostrophe. What Alt semicolon does is it takes you to the left and it searches for a spelling or grammar mistake. So if I do that, because I'm at the beginning of the document, let's see what happens.
No errors.
Should say no errors, which is what it did. Now, if we hit Alt apostrophe.
Grammar for IBM and compatible computers. File F, menu closed.
Whoops. The grammar was the 4. So what we'll do is we'll hit our context key.
Context menu. Ignore one side. Ignore one side.
So we'll ignore it.
Menu closed.
We'll hit Alt. Apostrophe again.
Spelling micro talk.
Spelling is micro talk. And if we read our current word.
Micro talk. M-I-C-R-O-T-L-K.
Again, we're actually in the document. We're not in a spelling mode. So we'll hit our context key.
Context menu. Micro talk.
There's micro talk.
Micro talk. M-I-C-R-O space. T-L-K.
If we want to fix that, we hit enter.
Menu closed.
Then we hit Alt apostrophe.
Spelling Placentia.
Hit our context key.
Context menu. Pleasant view.
There's Pleasant view.
Pleasant view. P. LESANTVIEW.
So we'll fix that one.
Menu closed.
We hit Alt apostrophe again.
Grammar line right 6-1.
Alt apostrophe.
Spelling icon.
So basically, you don't even have to hit your context key. If you know it's something you want to skip, you can just hit Alt apostrophe.
Spelling auditor. Spelling live talk. Spelling micro talk. Grammar Brill and speech is a trademark of Lazy Engineering.
Okay, I'm in Word with Hal running. ASAP document is opened.
Start automatic screen access program left thren, ASAP right thren. For IBM and compatible computers, copyright 1991, 2001, MicroTalk 203, Pleasant View of Peer.
Page 1.
Now we'll press Control Home and get to the top.
Selected 203, Pleasant View. No. Automatic screen.
So now we're at the top, blank line.
Automatic screen access program.
So we'll press F7.
Spelling and grammar. English US color dark green.
Short color black.
Space. All caps.
IBM space. Space and space compatible. Space computers. Space capitalization. 4FR. Suggestions.
Capital.
4.
And so there's our capital 4. So we'll change that. Alt C.
Not in dictionary. MicroTalk control.
So it says MicroTalk.
Suggestions. MicroTalk.
I just press tab.
MicroTalk.
I read to current line.
Capital. Micro space. Capital. Talk.
So we'll change that. Alt C.
Not in dictionary. 203 Pleasant View of control.
Okay, so that's
203 Pleasant View of.
I just read my current line to get that again.
Suggestions. Pleasant
tab
View
to the suggestions.
List box. Pleasant View disabled up arrow button.
So we'll change that.
Capitalization. Align right 6-1 control.
Change that.
Not in dictionary. Accent is a trademark of Aiken control.
Ignore that.
Auditor is a trademark of personnel.
Ignore that.
ASAP and like to talk our trademarks up.
Okay, so.
Light talk.
Light talk.
Caps.
L-I-T-E.
Caps.
T-A-L-K.
Isn't correct. So we'll hit.
Suggestions. Liberal. List. Liberals. Lateral. Liberally. Cursor down.
Okay, none of them. So we'll hit Alt I to ignore.
Not in dictionary. Micro talk. Control.
Okay, so you get the idea with Hal.
MicroTalk.
Caps.
M-I-C-R-O.
Caps.
T-A-L-K, period.
Okay. So we'll press Escape to get out of here.
ASAP TXT Microsoft Word window. ASAP TXT document window. ASAP and like to talk our trademarks of MicroTalk. Workspace.
Now we'll press Alt F4 to get out of here.
Microsoft Office Word window. Do you want to save the changes to ASAP TXT? Yes button.
Answer
a
no.
Desktop window, JAWS 7.0 selected, list view.
There we go. Now what I'd like to do is take you on a tour of each screen reader's user interface or their control panel or whatever they call it. In JAWS, you hit Insert J. So we'll do that.
JAWS.
And we'll hit our Alt key and go to the menus.
Menu bar options.
To navigate, press left or right arrow. Oh.
So we'll go to the right. You have options.
Utilities.
Utilities.
Language.
Help.
Language.
Help.
H.
Help.
System.
Space.
Options.
Oh.
Okay. So. Now we'll press our down arrow key.
Menu options. Menu basics. Dot dot dot.
To move through items, press up or down arrow. B.
Voices sub menu.
V.
Where you go change your voices.
Basics. Dot, dot,
basics
dot.
You can change a few different things. How to make JAWS come up automatically.
Leaving menus. Basic settings dialog. Tutor messages. Announce menu and control. Help radio button check.
So free. Turn change the selection. Press up or down arrow.
Turn the tutor messages on or off, which are those press up or down arrow key. Press left or right arrow key.
Access key. Speak all radio button check.
So four. To change the selection. Press up or down arrow.
I'm just pressing tab.
Automatically start JAWS checkbox not checked. Automatically start PacMate desktop checkbox not checked.
To check press spacebar. Alt.
Run JAWS from system tray checkbox not checked.
To check press spacebar. Alt.
Show virtual viewer on screen checkbox checked.
To clear checkmark press spacebar. Alt.
Use keyboard layout colon combo box desktop.
205. To check
Windows system parameters dot 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 button.
To act.
Advanced dot 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 button.
To act.
OK button.
To
cancel button. JAWS.
Okay, so now we'll hit our Alt key and go back to the menu.
Menu bar options.
To navigate, press left or right arrow.
Menu options, menu, basic,
down
dot,
arrow.
Dot, dot.
To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Voices sub menu.
V.
There's how you change your voices.
Global adjustment dot dot dot.
G.
Press enter.
Leaving menus. Default radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Global voice settings dialog. Modify default radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Do you want to modify your default voice, or do you want to modify an application-specific voice?
Break colon 68 left right slider 25%.
Just tabbing through.
Punctuation colon combo box most.
3 of 4. Subject
volume colon read only edit. Set this using system volume control.
Use your reading keys to read the text. Alt plus V.
Spell rate change percent colon edit minus 20.
Type of text. Alt plus E.
Uppercase pitch change percent colon edit 20.
Type of text. Alt plus I.
OK button. Cancel button.
To activate, press space bar. Alt.
Jaws. Jaws. Menu bar. Options.
To navigate.
Menu. Option. Voices sub menu.
V.
Braille dot dot dot.
L.
There's how you would add a Braille display or change settings on your Braille display. And actually what we can do with that is we can turn on, I have a Braille Note QT 18 connected. So what we'll do is turn on the Braille Note, go into Braille Terminal mode, which I just did. Now we'll press enter on Braille.
Leaving menus, Braille basic settings dialog. The active Braille display is no display. Default Braille display colon combo box. Remote access Braille.
1 of 2.
Tab, show Braille load error checkbox not checked.
To check, press space bar, alt plus L.
Tab, translation table colon combo box, US underline unicode.
9 of 10.
Tab, add Braille display dot 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 button.
To activate, press space bar, alt
this is my
C.
objective, so we'll add Braille, so press the space bar.
Space. Install Shield Wizard dialog. JAWS setup is preparing the install Shield registered wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait, cancel button.
To activate, press space.
JAWS 7.0 install. JAWS 7.0 install dialog. Select Braille components for more information on the selected component. Press enter plus F1.
7:30 PM.
New backmate display not checked. 1 of 24. Focus not checked. Braille light M20. Braille light M40 colon Millennium Edition not checked. Type light not checked. 5 of 24. Braille light 18 not checked. Six. Braille light 40
I'm
not
just
checked.
Pressing the down arrow key.
Power Braille 40 not checked. 8. Power Braille 65/80 not checked. Alpha at 3 series not checked. Alpha Delphi series not checked. 11 of 24. Alpha MPO series not checked. 12 of Alpha Satellite series not checked. 13 of 24. Braille Note not checked. 14 of 24. Braille Note checked. 14 of 24.
So now we'll press Tab.
Tab. Next greater button. JAWS 7.0 install dialog. Set options for the Braille Note Braille display. Port information. Select the output port. Combo box. COM 1. 1 of 4.
Which, it's actually connected to COM 1.
Tab. Next greater button.
So, press spacebar on next.
JAWS 7.0 install dialog. Select remote access components. Select components for remote access support. Press insert plus F1 for help on selected components. 313 view. Client remote access support not checked. 1 of 2. Server remote access support checked. 2 of 2. Client tab. Next greater button.
So press spacebar on next.
JAWS 7.0 install dialog. Select to install the Sentinel system driver. Select to install the Sentinel system driver for dongle support. Press insert plus F1 for help on selected components. 313 view. Sentinel system driver checked. 1 of 1. Tab. Next greater button. 100%. JAWS 7.0 install dialog. Setup status. Cancel button. JAWS 7.0 install dialog. Maintenance complete. Install Shield Wizard has finished performing maintenance operations on JAWS. Finish button.
Press enter on finish.
And JAWS for Windows is ready.
Now we have the Braille Note as a Braille display with JAWS. I don't know if you can hear the Braille display.
No window is active. Press Windows key plus M to go to the desktop.
So now we'll press insert J and go back to JAWS.
No window is active. Press Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, JAWS, set, JAWS.
I had to do a Windows M to go to the desktop. So we'll do go back to the menu.
Menu bar. Options.
To navigate, press left or right arrow.
Menu. Options. Menu. Basic voices. Sub menu.
V.
down arrow. There's Braille.
Exit Alt plus F4.
There's exit, so
escape. Menu bar options. Utilities.
There's the utilities menu.
Menu utilities menu. Merge utility.
Merge utility. That's where you'd go to merge your old settings from version 5.0 or 5.1, I believe it is, or above, to the latest version of JAWS.
Configuration manager.
There's your configuration manager where you would go and set your keyboard echo permanently if you wanted to do that. A lot of other things are in the keyboard or in the configuration manager.
Keyboard manager.
Okay.
There's the keyboard manager where you would go to change your hotkeys.
Dictionary manager.
Dictionary manager where you'd go to use your pronunciation dictionary.
Frame viewer.
F.
Script manager.
S.
Script manager.
Re-dash initialize authorization.
A.
Video intercept manager dot dot dot.
V.
Merge utility.
M.
Then we're back to merge utility.
Escape menu bar utilities.
To navigate, press left or right arrow. U.
Language.
L.
There's your language menu, so we'll hit the down arrow key.
Menu, language menu, JAWS language unavailable submenu.
To move through items, press
synthesizer language submenu.
S.
Change synthesizer submenu.
C.
JAWS language unavailable submenu.
J.
Change synthesizer submenu.
C.
Let's change our synthesizer.
Remote access speech.
R.
Eloquence for JAWS checked.
E.
No speech.
N.
SAPI 5.
S.
SAPI 4 detect dot dot dot.
S.
Remote access speech. Eloquence for JAWS checked.
E.
Actually, let's
escape,
not do
change
that.
Synthesizer language.
Let's change
American
language.
English check. British English. Leaving menus.
There you go. There's just.
Title is JAWS. Menu bar options. Utilities. Language.
Help.
H.
So now we'll hit enter on help.
Menu. Help menu. Training.
To move through items, press up or down arrow. T.
What happens if we press
help training,
enter on training?
Leaving menus. FS Reader demo dash untitled. Open dialog. Titles list view. FS Reader getting started. Underline JAWS. Underline magic.
1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
So we'll press enter on that.
Preview. FS Reader getting started. Underline JAWS. Underline magic by the training department of Freedom Scientific. Open.
1 item. So level 1.
FS Reader getting started. Closed.
1 of 1.
Basically what you have is the FS Reader Daisy Book Player, and all your training materials. When you install JAWS by default, it asks you if you want to install the training materials, which are done in Daisy format, which are pretty good. If you press Control P,
FS Reader getting started. Welcome to FS Reader and FS Reader Demo, Freedom Scientific's Daisy Book Reader. There are many different books and training resources available to you in Daisy format from Freedom Scientific. FS Reader Demo. The demonstration version of FS Reader is automatically installed with JAWS 6.0 and higher and Magic 9.5 and higher, and reads all of the Daisy books that Freedom Scientific creates. The file you are now reading is the same for FS Reader Demo in both JAWS and Magic. The FS Reader Demo is found in the following locations: Start Menu, Programs, JAWS X Submenu, where X represents the current version number of JAWS.
So we'll press Control S to stop that. If we press Control P,
Start Menu,
it starts
programs,
right where you left off.
JAWS X Submenu, where X represents the current version
so
number.
So press Control S, and then we'll close out of.
Title is FS Reader Demo dash FS Reader. Alt F4 JAWS.
Now we're back in the JAWS window. So do Alt H for help.
Alt H, menu, help menu, JAWS help topics F1.
There's hey. JAWS help topics.
Keyboard commands.
Hey. Keyboard commands, you can go get a list of keyboard commands.
What's new?
W.
What's new?
End user license agreement.
E.
Technical support.
S.
About JAWS for Windows dot dot dot.
A.
About JAWS, where it'll give you your serial number, your the type of activation you're using, how many SMAs you have remaining.
Update authorization dot dot dot.
U.
And that's how you can update your authorization. That's on the computer.
Training.
And then we're back to training. So now I have Window Eyes running, so to get into Window Eyes control panel, you press Control backslash.
Window Eyes active Windows 0.000 associated.
And I'm actually using the advanced menu system. There are three different types of menu systems, but we'll get into that later. So we'll press our Alt key.
File F pull down.
We're in the file menu.
Screen S pull down.
Screen.
Keyboard K pull down.
Keyboard.
Mouse M pull down.
Mouse.
Hotkeys O pull down.
Hotkeys.
Cursoring. C
cursoring.
Dialog. General G pull down. Braille B pull down. Verbosity. V dialog. Global L pull down. Help H pull down. System pull down. File F pull down.
Okay, so we'll press down arrow on file.
Open OpenOpildom. Close ZPildom. Save SPildom.
Open, close, and save for opening settings files, closing settings files, saving settings files.
Save as. OpenOpildom. Document specific settings. P dialog. Edit dictionaries ZPildom. Clip made progress. Window information. W dialog.
A lot of the stuff is technical.
Active file list. V dialog. Set to text T. Text to set T. Convert sets to current format N. Set active user. U dialog disabled. Null user information. M dialog. Select set file. F dialog. Select synthesizer. Y dialog. Select rail display. V dialog.
Actually, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to connect the Braille note as a Braille display. Well, the Braille note is still connected. It's still in terminal for screen reader mode. So what I'll do is I'll press enter.
Menu closed. Dialog. Select rail display. Window eyes. Window eyes normal.
So we're in a list of Braille displays that Window eyes supports.
LVA 240. 2 of 42. LVA 280. 3. LVA 323. LVA 300.
And I want Braille note, so I hit B.
3. Braille Light 18. Braille Light 40. Braille Light M20. Braille Light M40. Braille Sense. 12. Braille Voyager. 13. Braille Window Complete Braille. 4. Braille Note. 15. Braille Note with Keyboard Input. 16. Of 42.
There's Braille Note, and there's Braille Note with Keyboard Input. JAWS 7.0 with Keysoft 7.0 has that facility, too. You can get the file from the HumanWare website. You download it and configure it. There's a document that tells you how to do it.
Braille Note, 15, 42.
I have a Braille Note QT 18, and I don't really care about keyboard input. So I will tab once.
Port P, top, COM 1, 1, 55, list box.
Which that's where it's located.
Read only, edit box. Command line startup help. BBN. Okay. Button.
Press enter on, or spacebar, whatever, on okay.
Space. Window eyes active when as .000 associated.
And now we have Braille. Our Braille display is working.
File F pull down.
I don't know if you can hear the clicking.
Screen S pull down. Keyboard K pull down. Mouse M pull down. Hotkeys O pull down. Cursory. C dialog. General G pull down. Braille B pull-down, verbosity, V dialog, global L pull-down, file F pull-down, file F pull-down. Window eyes active when file F, screen F, keyboard, mouse M, hotkeys O pull-down. Cursoring, C dialog, general G pull-down.
Okay, we're actually in file, so we'll go back to file, F.
File F pull-down, open O pull-down.
And I'll actually go up this time.
Exit, X dialog. Startup type before startup R.
Startup type is before startup.
Run in system tray on I.
Run in the system tray. It's if you hit enter, it'll turn it off.
Select Braille display. Read dialog.
And there's your select Braille display. So now we'll hit escape.
Menu closed. File F pull down. Screen S pull down.
Go to screen.
Voice on V. Rate 47R. Pitch 3P. Tone IT. Volume 7O. Punctuation, you pull them. Numbers on N.
Okay, what I'm actually going to do right now is I'm going to hit escape.
Menu closed. Screen F.
Because this is way too much information.
Window eyes active when eyes point.
And I'm going to go to global, so we'll do Alt L for global.
L. Global L pull them. Menu level advanced M.
Menu level is advanced, so we'll press enter.
Menu closed. Bottom. Advanced. Intermediate. Top. Beginner.
Put it on beginner. Now, this is what the menu system looks like when the menu is set on beginner.
File F pull down. Save S pull down.
You only have save.
Select set file. F dialog.
Select set file.
Select synthesizer.
Select
y
synthesizer.
Dialogue.
This is the file menu, remember?
Select rail display. Read dialog. Startup type before startup R. Exit. X dialog.
So a lot of those options aren't even there.
Menu closed. Screen S pull down. Rate 47R. Pitch 3P. Tone IT. Volume 7O. Blank lines of B. Rate 47R.
So menu closed.
Keyboard K pull down. Rate 47R. Pitch 3P. Tone IT. Volume 7O. Word mode of W.
Word mode is how you would change from characters to words.
Rate 47R.
Now we're back to rate. Hit
menu
escape.
Menu closed. Mouse M pull down.
Mouse. Anything to deal with the mouse.
Rate 47R.
That's the voice of the mouse.
Pitch 3P. Tone IT. Volume 70. Rate 47R. Pitch 3P.
Now we're back to...
Tone IT. Volume 70.
So as you can tell, the different menu... The different menu levels give you more depending on if you're a beginner or you're advanced or intermediate.
Menu hotkeys open down.
And by default, when you install Windows 5.5 as a fresh copy, the beginner level is selected.
Braille read pull-down. Global help pull-down. Help page pull-down.
We'll go to help. Let's see what Windows can do for help.
Windows manual W.
There's the Windows manual.
Windows read me R.
The read me.
Error reporting. E-dialog.
Error reporting. If we had any errors that Windows was involved in, we can send them to GW Micro.
Windows update you.
Windows update. That's how we can go and check and see if we have any SMAs remaining. It basically connects to the internet, goes on to the website, does whatever it does, shows us how many SMAs counts we have remaining.
About Windows.
And then there's about, which gives us our serial number and copyright information and all that. So let's go back up, back down, or down to
Windows manual W.
Windows manual.
Menu closed. Windows 5.5 manual. Depth 1. Preview.
And it's a standard help.
F6 titles, topics, and contents. LT period next page. LT comma previous page.
So I'm just hitting the down arrow key.
Alt C table of contents. Alt N index. Alt S search. Welcome to Windows 5.5. Contact information.
So if you want to know about contact information, we press enter. And then F6.
Loading page. Load done. 6 links. Top. Contact information returned to the previous page. Link returned to the beginning of this user's guide. Visited link continue to the next page. Link GW Micro Incorporated. 725 Airport North Office Parkwood Wayne in 46825 phone 2604.
So I pressed escape. Press escape to get out of there. Read title bar.
Windows 5.5 manual normal.
Now Alt F4 of the manual.
Desktop. JAWS 7.0. 21.
And we're back at the desktop with Windows running. Okay, so now we have HAL running, and to get into HAL's control panel, it's left control, spacebar.
HAL control panel window button.
Now you also have a menu bar.
File shortcut. Visual shortcut V. Speech shortcut S. Braille shortcut B. Configuration shortcut C. Map shortcut M.
Now map is where you would go for creating Dolphin map files if you have the professional version, how you can update your version of HAL Supernova.
Help shortcut H.
There's help.
Button. File shortcut F.
I will go back to file, so we'll hit the down arrow key.
File menu 8 items. Create or choose settings file .. 1 of 8. Restore defaults 2 of 8.
So you restore the Dolphin defaults.
Create or choose a situation .. 3 of 8. Situation management .. 4 of 8. Situation settings has submenu 5 of 8. Import .. 6 of 8.
So you'd import map files if somebody gave them to you. Or you can just copy them into your program files Dolphin HAL settings folder. You can do it either way.
Settings file management .. 7 of 8. Quit HAL 8 of 8.
That's how you quit HAL.
Create or choose settings file .. 1 of 8.
Now we're back up to the top, so we'll hit escape.
HAL control visual shortcut V.
Go down.
Visual menu 2 items. Focus highlighting .. 1 of 2.
Focus highlighting.
Preferences .. 2 of 2.
Preferences.
Focus highlighting .. 1 of 2. HAL control speech shortcut S.
Now we'll press down arrow on speech.
Speech menu 12 items. Enable selected 1 of 12. Keyboard .. 2 of 12.
Let's see what happens if you go into keyboard.
Keyboard speech window. Automatic key echo selected. Checkbox when selected. Any keystroke will be spoken if there is no screen change.
Okay, automatic keyboard. What that means is that if you are, say, at the desktop, and you hit M for my computer, because there was a screen change, HAL does not say the letter M. Actually, I think I just said that backwards. If there is no screen change, meaning if the screen doesn't actually change. Like, when you hit your M from my computer to my documents to whatever you have on your desktop, your screen's not actually changing, just the focus is. But if you're in a Word document, your screen is changing when you're typing characters and things, so then that's when HAL is actually going to echo back your characters for you.
HAL control panel window button. File short, visual short, speech shortcut test. Speech menu, keyboard verbosity has submenu 3 of 12.
There's where you go to change a lot of verbosity options.
Monitor markers enable selected 4 of 12. Style has submenu 5 of 12. Character echo .. 6 of 12. Document settings has submenu 7 of 12. Preferences .. 8 of 12. Verbosity schemes .. 9 of 12. Voice and language .. 10 of 12. User defined voices .. 11 of 12. Monitor markers .. 12 of 12. HAL control panel.
So we'll hit escape, we'll go to the right.
Braille shortcut key.
There's Braille.
Braille menu 12 items. Enable selected 1 of 12.
That's how you can enable your Braille display.
Characters has submenu 2 of 12.
Characters.
Cursor has submenu 3 of 12. Layout has submenu 4 of 12. Input has submenu 5 of 12. Status cells .. 6 of 12. Verbosity has submenu 7 of 12. Hooks 8 of 12. On-screen monitor has submenu 9 of 12. Output .. 10 of 12. Put areas .. 11 of 12. Verbosity schemes .. 12 of 12. Enable selected 1
now
of 12.
Now we're back to enable, so we'll hit escape.
HAL control configuration shortcut Z.
There's the configuration.
Configuration menu 10 items. Hotkeys .. 1 of 10. Windows settings .. 2 of 10. Hotkeys ..
Okay, your hotkeys are where you would go to configure your hotkeys to change your current line command if you didn't like how they had it set up, or your title bar, or where am I, as they call it, command. If you didn't like them, you can go in there and change them.
Windows settings .. 2 of 10.
Windows settings. That has to deal with some advanced settings. If HAL's not reading correctly, you could have it. You could fix setting. You could set your computer to Dolphin recommended settings.
Control panel .. 3 of 10.
This is how you can configure the layout of the control panel.
Miscellaneous has submenu 4 of 10. Synthesizer .. 5 of 10.
Synthesizer.
Braille display .. 6 of 10.
Braille display.
SAM setup .. 7 of 10.
SAM setup. So if we actually want to go into or set the Braille node up as a Braille display, we don't want to go into
Braille display Braille. .. 6 of 10.
We want to go into SAM setup.
SAM setup ..
is the synthesizer access manager portion of HAL.
SAM configuration window. Installed SAM drivers group. Name units. ALVA Braille Terminal 0. List box.
So it's his name. ALVA Braille Terminal 0. So 0 means that's how many ALVA Braille terminals are configured for HAL.
Blazy Engineering Braille Light 0. Blazy Engineering Focus Freedom Scientific Pac-Make 0. Robbie Pro 0. Dolphin Apollo 2. Juno or Gemini 0. Dolphin Orpheus Synthesizer 1.
Dolphin Orpheus Synthesizer 1, which is what we're using right now.
Eco Braille 0. Euro Braille 0. Handytech Braille Display Driver 0. KTS Braille Oberm Old Series 0. KTS Braille Oberm 32 0. Pappenmeyer Braille X Driver 0. PBC Pegasus Braille Controller 0. Power Braille 0. Pulse Data Braille Note 1.
So we'll press Enter.
Pulse Data Braille Display Configuration Window. Hardware Connection Group. Manual Configuration Selected Radio.
Manual Configuration, so that's fine. So we'll Tab.
Location. No Display. Pull down List Box. COM 1.
That's where we want it, as COM 1.
COM 2.
There's COM 2.
COM 3. COM 4. COM 5. COM 6. COM 7. COM 8. COM 9.
It goes all the way up to COM 9.
COM 8. COM 7. COM 6. COM 5. COM 4. COM 3. COM 2. COM 1. Preferences group. Preferred setup. No status cells selected radio. OK button.
Press spacebar on OK.
SAM configuration window. You must press detect all devices now before the driver configuration changes will take effect. OK button. SAM configuration configure button. Detect all devices now button. About button. Close button.
So press close.
HAL control panel window button. File shortcut F.
So we'll go back to configuration.
Visual speech short Braille shortcut V. Configuration shortcut C. Configure Windows set control panel ... 3 of 10. Miscellaneous has submenu 4 of 10. Synthesizer ... 5 of 10. Braille display ... 6 of 10.
Press enter on Braille display.
Braille configuration window. Select Braille display button. No Braille device. Cursor down. Cursor up. Cursor down. Close button.
And it's not there.
HAL control panel window button.
You know, I wasn't paying attention. Select Braille devices button, so you have to press the spacebar.
Select Braille display window. No Braille device. List box.
That's better.
Pulse data Braille note.
And there it is. So we'll press enter.
Braille configuration window. Select Braille display button. Pulse data Braille note.
And
HAL control panel window button. File shortcut F.
Now you should be hearing.
Visual
maybe
shortcut
you can
V.
Hear the
speed shortcut
clicking
S.
of the Braille display.
Braille shortcut V. Configuration shortcut C. Map shortcut M. Help shortcut H.
Okay. So HAL is a little confusing to what you have to do to get the Braille display to work. You have to go into the SAM configuration and add it there. Then you have to go to the configuration menu item and choose your Braille display under there. So HAL is a little confusing on that.
Alt, file short, visual short, speed, Braille, configuration short, map, shortcut, temp, configure,
so
window, control, miscellaneous, synthesizer, doc, Braille, SAM, setup, keyboard, doc, 8 of 10.
That's the type of keyboard you're using. If you're using a 104 key keyboard, or if you're using a laptop keyboard, they have different keyboard types. They even have a JAWS emulation keyboard, so that like insert T will read your title bar, so they've mapped the key strokes to emulate other Axis technology.
HAL alt, file, visual, speech, Braille, configuration, shortcut, look, video, keyboard, doc, SAM, setup, doc, key, video, engine, doc, 9 of 10.
There's the video engine. I wouldn't play with that.
Global detection settings has submenu 10 of 10.
Okay. So, hit escape.
HAL control map shortcut M. Map menu 7 items. Application notes ... 1 of 7.
There's the application notes. If somebody's done a map file, they have notes to tell you what maybe custom keystrokes and stuff that they put in there.
Create or choose map file ... 2 of 7. Restore to default disable 3 of 7. Map file management ... 4 of 7.
So this has to deal with doing their map files.
Restore all defaults 5 of 7. Import ... 6 of 7. Update from internet ... 7 of 7.
Update from internet. Here's where you would go to, you press enter, and then Dolphin goes out, or the screen reader goes to the Dolphin server and checks to see if there's any new updates for you, either map files or They send different patches, like 6.5.0 was a paid upgrade. So anything between 6.0 or 6.51, 6.52, and now 6.53 were all able to be gotten through this menu.
Help menu for items.
And
help
here's the help key, or the help menu. Help topics.
Getting started tutorial 2 of 4.
Getting started tutorial.
Introduction to Windows 3 of 4.
Introduction to Windows.
About ... 4 of 4.
And about, where it gives you the HAL, the version number, the serial number, you know, what the normal about box would do.
Help topics 1 of 4.
So let's see what happens if you go into help topics.
HAL help window, contents property sheet, welcome, 485 items tree.
Okay, so it's a tree view. So it's the same as the Windowize help facility where they had the manual. So let's hit down arrow key and see what we have.
Introduction closed. Installing HAL closed. Getting started with HAL closed.
Let's try getting started with HAL. Hit the right arrow key to open it.
Getting started with HAL open. Starting HAL. Hotkeys. Key describe mode. Hotkeys.
Let's go into hotkeys. So we'll press enter.
Enter.
And then we'll press F6.
Autovert hypertext.
Hotkeys.
Complete frame.
Hotkeys.
Now I'll just hit the hotkey, which is numpad plus to make it read.
Hotkeys is a term to describe the set of keys or key combinations on the keyboard that you use to control your Access software, period. All the hotkeys in this manual are indicated in the following format: : to do something : press left control plus semicolon, period. This means that you need to hold down the left control key and whilst it is held down, comma, press the semicolon key to perform the indicated function, period. Whenever you press a hotkey, comma, PAL captures and acts upon the key, period. This means that your application does not see the key press, period. Sometimes the keys that have been chosen for HAL may clash with keys that you wish to use with your application, period. If this occurs, comma, there are a number of measures you can do to get around the problem, period. Turning the hotkeys on and off, period. You can toggle all of your access system hotkeys off, comma, except the key which turns them back on again, exclamation. When they are turned off, comma, all the keys on your keyboard will go through to your application, period. To toggle your hotkeys on and off, colon, press left control plus 8, period. If they are on left baren, which is the default right baren, comma, they will be turned off, period. If they are off,
off.
Okay, so that gives you an idea of the type of help that you can expect from HAL. HAL also has a keyboard learn mode so that you can press any key and it'll give you a description of what that key is. JAWS has that keyboard help facility as well, where you can press, you go into like a keyboard mode, help mode, and it will allow you to press any key and get that description of the current line or current character. Both JAWS and HAL do that. Window Eyes does not. Well, I hope you find this interesting. I'd like to do some more of these little comparisons in everyday situations, like browsing the internet, showing how the three of them browse the internet, showing how the three of them work in tables and Word, things like that. If you know, if people are interested in that, then I would be willing to do that. If you need to contact me, you can contact me on the list or Chris G, CHRISG at buffalo, BUFFALO.edu.